Hello. Deadline day is upon us. I'm trying to sound excited like anything ever fucking happens to Liverpool on deadline day. I think it was the summer of... Actually, no, it wasn't. The last good deadline day I can remember. I'm going to say it was that January when we got Suarez and Andy Carroll in at the
No, they did Chamberlain, didn't they?
Said Neil Atkinson, who I can now introduce. Yeah, we did Chamberlain. Yeah, we did. I think it was a couple of days before, though. It was all but signed and sealed. There was no surprise. When the Andy Carroll was the last time, the story broke the morning of and it happened. And we were all, oh my God. But anyway, to discuss the present and possibly the future, our most sure Ian Ryan and Neil, who you've just heard. This is probably my last transfer gutter action of the summer. Neil's threatening one later this evening. God knows why, but we might sign some footballers. But then I might even come in, Neil, if that happened.
I mean, wow.
Are you ruling anything out?
No, I'm not ruling anything out, but I think anything is...
Liverpool.
Yeah, I don't think you rule anything out, because I do think that there is the chance of things being a little bit opportunist somewhere for someone. I think the whole thing's been berserk. Like, I think it's really weird, in one sense, to use a really obvious example, that Real Madrid are doing Camavinga now.
Well, like,
if you wanted Camavinga, it's not like you know what happens. Ancelotti suddenly gone, he's good. Is that really what happened? There's lots of bits of strangeness.
I personally, with that one, I think that is 99% in order to piss off PSG, who also were trying to sign him.
So yeah.
So it's like, okay, you're not going to take our money from Mbappe. Oh, well, we'll take this guy who you also wanted as part of your rebuild. Good luck.
And they're now going to loan him to Rennes in January.
Yes. To knock PSG out of some cup or something.
I mean, there are lots of sort of Liverpool around the transfer subject issues sort of coming into play in the last 24 hours. I mean, this, just before we recorded the Henderson contract news, well, that's obviously very, very good news, but sort of it just reminds certain sections of our fan base that we're not actually signing new footballers, and that upsets people. I'm just going to celebrate the news. The more curious development yesterday, Mo, was the breaking story about Michael Edwards. Mm. The Athletic were first with it, saying that Edwards was likely to leave the club, Liverpool, at the end of the season. The Times actually followed up, Paul Joyce followed up the story, but there was a slant to it more that contract negotiations between Liverpool and Edwards would continue throughout the season. Part of me thought, well, maybe this is the end of the road. Maybe he has found a new job after 10 years at Liverpool. But another part thought he's entitled to negotiate through the media just as footballers are.